Zakt the Mishnah weiter. The last Mishnah in Masechtes Shkalim. Perik Ches, Mishnah Ches. Evri HaTamid, the limbs of the carbon tamid. Nitanin, they were placed. Mechatzi, Chevesh, Ulamata, B'mariv. Chevesh is the ramp that went up to the Mizbeach. The Evarim of the carbon tamid were placed on the lower half of the ramp, on the Mariv side. Now, Kehanim had to win a kind of a goyro called a pious. In Masechtas Yuma, we'll learn how they did that pious, in order to have the schus to carry up the Evarim of the carbon tamid. And they didn't bring it up in one shot. They brought it up onto the ramp, and then they went to the Lishkas Hagazis, the main place where the Sanhedrin met, to say Shema. Afterwards, they returned, and they were makriv the Evarim on the Mizbeach. When they put it down, the Mishnah is telling us they had to know exactly where to put it down. And once again, on the lower half of the ramp, on the Marav side. Vayitra Sukta Mishnah. Vishel Musafin. The limbs of the carbon Musaf. Nitanin. They were placed. They were put down. Mechatzi Chevesh Ulamata. Again, on the lower half of the ramp, but Bemizrach, on the east side. It was very important not to mix up the limbs of the carbon tamid and the limbs of the carbon musaf, because you had to be makir the carbon tamid first. Now the Batnura explains that the ramp was 32 amos long. We had to put it on the lower half. The width of the ramp was 16 amos. So there were 8 amos on each side, a west side and an east side. The west side was for the limbs of the carbon tamid, the east side for the carbon musaf. Now, in the next words of the Mishnah, there are many girsais, many different pshatim. We'll read according to the girsa, apparently, that the Batanura had, the way the Mefarshim explained. Zak the Mishnah Vayter, Vishal Rashi Chedashim, the carbon Musaf on Rosh Chodesh, the limbs of that carbon, Nitanin, it was placed, Al, on, Karkoiv HaMizbeach, Milmail. The Karkoiv HaMizbeach, there are different pshatim, but according to this pshat, refers to the Saiviv. The Saiviv was like a walkway around the Mizbeach. This walkway protruded out of the Mizbeach, and the Kehanim were able to walk around it. On this walkway, sometimes referred to as the Saiviv, because it goes around, this is where they placed the limbs of the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. That's apparently how the Batanura learns. As you can see, there are different girsais on the Mishnah. Some learn this was also placed on the Keves, but right below the Saivev, higher than the Musaf and the Tamid. Either way, the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh seems to get a much more prominent place, higher up. Why? Zakta Taisis Yamtiv. When was Rosh Chodesh? Not everybody saw the new moon. It was in Bezen. Would be Makabel to Edom and declare it to be Rosh Chodesh. So some may say, is it Rosh Chodesh? Is it not Rosh Chodesh? I don't know. Whatever Bezin says, that's a Metzias. That becomes a reality. And in order to show that there's no question about that, that Avin Hashem says, whenever Bezin says it's Rosh Chodesh, that's Rosh Chodesh. And all the Yom Tovim depend on Rosh Chodesh. They would put the limbs of the Rosh Chodesh Karbanis in a place where it was more Shaykh for everyone to see it. Zak the Mishnah weiter, Hashkalim, the mitzvah of Machzis HaShekel, V'habikurim, the Torah commands that you set aside some of the first fruits from the Shivas Haminim. You know what the Shivas Haminim are? Chita, Seira, Gefen, Te'ena, Rima, and Zayas, and Devash, which means date honey. So we were mechuyev to set aside some of the first of the Shivas Haminim, bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, and over there, express our Akaras HaTov to HaKadosh Baruch. Zak the Mishnah, Hashkalim, Sai the Mitzvah of Machzis HaShekel, V'Habikurim, Ein Noihagin, Ela B'fnei HaBayis. They are not Noig. We don't have these mitzvahs. Ela B'fnei HaBayis? Only when we have the Beis HaMikdash? Shkalim is only when we have the Beis HaMikdash because it's Tzarech Karbon, as the Batanura explains. If there's no Karbon, there's no Shkalim. And by Bikurim, the Pasuk says, Reishis Bikuri Ad Mascha Tavi Beis Hashem Alekecha. When you have a bias, you have Bikurim. No bias, no Bikurim. Aval Bat, says the Mishnahite. Meiser Dagan, to take Meiser from the grain. U Meiser Behemah, as we have discussed in earlier Mishnahis, what Meiser Behemah is. v'habechayrais, and the mitzvah of bechar, that's the firstborn of cattle or sheep and goats, that automatically have a kiddush, and they have to be given to the kayin, noihagin, that is noheg, bein bifnei abayis u'bein sheloi bifnei abayis, whether there is or isn't a beis hamikdash. The reason Meister Dagan is noheg bizman hazeh, explains the Batanura, is because kiddushas ha'aretz le'batla, Eretz Yisrael still has its kiddusha, even without a beis hamikdash. And therefore one has to separate trumas and maestras. However, the Batanura explains that in Masechtas Bechairis we learn that they were mevatel maeser behema. It shouldn't come to a tekala. We don't want to have the achrayis bezman hazeh of having a carbon to take care of, because there are so many complicated halachas. Now don't get me wrong, we're not scared of complicated halachas. What we are scared of is that someone's going to be over an iser. As we have seen in this Masechta and many other Masechtas, taking care of a carbon is a very complicated thing. You really have to know what you're doing. And the fact that I have no place to bring it to makes the likelihood of a takala very great. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, Hamagdish Shkalim. What if someone is Magdish Shkalim Ubikurim? Bizman Hazeh. What happens? Someone takes money and says, this is my Machzah Shekel, this is my Bikurim. What do? The Tanakhama holds a Reza Kaidish. Look, if he did it, he did it. Then it has the Kiddush of the Machzah Shekel. And the Bikurim has the Kiddush of Bikurim. Reb Shimon says, maybe in the case of Machzah Shekel, maybe there we say, that although it's not Noig Elo B'fnei Abayis, but if someone separated his Machzah Shekel, it gets Kiddusha. But that's only in regard to Machzah Shekel. Ho'aymer, should someone say, Bezman Hazeh Bikurim Kodesh? That he wants these Bikurim to have Kiddusha? He decided he's doing the mitzvah of Bikurim. What happens with those pay rice? Nothing. Einon Kodesh. They don't receive any Kiddusha. Because the Torah says, Beferish Tavi Beis Hashem Alikacha. And if there's no Beis Hashem Alikacha, then there's no Bikurim. So even B'di'ebe, there's no Kiddusha on the fruits. There's no Shem Bikurim on it if there's no Beis HaMikdash. Okay, let's quickly chazer over what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned that the limbs of the Karban Tamid, certain Kehanim were Zaycha to bring it up, but they didn't bring it up in one time. They stopped halfway. They would have to go to Sei Shema. Where would they put it down? On the ramp going up to the Mizbeach, on the lower half of the ramp, on the east side. The limbs of the Karban Musiv were placed also on the lower half of the ramp going up to the Mizbeach, but on the west side. And we explained why it was important not to confuse the limbs of the Karban Tamid and the limbs of the Musiv. Because the Chayre, what difference does it make? It all goes up on the Mizbeach. You remember why it was important not to confuse the two? Because you have to be makir of the Tamid before the Musaf. The limbs of the Musaf on Rosh Chodesh, they were placed, according to the way the Batanura learns Pshat, on the part that protrudes around the Mizbeach, the walkway of the Kohen. Some learn it was also placed on the ramp, but I'll put them in a more prominent place. Do you remember why? So the Mefarshim explain. The Chazal tell us when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, we want no questions asked. We don't want anyone to say, well, maybe Bezin made a mistake, maybe it's not really Rosh Chodesh. Whenever Bezin declared it to be Rosh Chodesh, min ha-shamayim they're maskim. We also learned that Shkolim and Bikurim are only during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, but Meiser Dagan and Meiser Behema and Pchairis are whether there are a Beis HaMikdash or there's no Beis HaMikdash. And finally we learned that if somebody is Magdish, Shkolim and Bikurim, Bizman Hazeh, though he wasn't supposed to, it gets a Kiddusha. Reb Shimon says maybe the Machzah Shekel, but not so in the case of Bikurim. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu help that this year we should not have this Shaila, and hopefully both the Machzah Shekel and Bikurim is going to be Bifnei Habayis.